What's your reaction to this announcement today about the end of the ultimate end of the Victorian Country Football League and the establishment of 13 regions?
Oh, I'm just about a little bit concerned about some of Steve's comments. He indicated that the VCFL could continue for another decade.
Mm.
Does that mean we've got two masters and two cost structures to face?
Yeah, well, that is a concern, I guess.
It is a real concern. Now, I've been working with a regional group for nearly 12 months on this commission structure, which was originally titled a hub structure. It's now a commission structure because it sounds better. But we were promised a certain amount of money coming in from the AFL each year to assist with the running of country football. There's no mention in the statement today of how much money is coming in.
Mm.
I've also got an I've got a concern with three senior gentlemen have been nominated and probably rightly so to head the Victorian Commission, not the regional commissions, to head the Victorian Commission. Now, I understand those boys will be still be eligible to present themselves as members of regional commissions, and my league is totally opposed to that scenario.
Why is that?
Because if these boys are going to sit on judgment and be our leaders, I don't believe they should be regional commissioners as well, because there's a conflict of interest in that role.
Okay. Well, that's another legitimate point too. Bruce, did you have any opportunity to express these reservations during the process?
I'm expressing them privately with a couple of the boys that are running that matter. I have on a couple of occasions been told I'm asking silly questions at these meetings.
Mm.
So when the hierarchy tell me I'm asking silly questions, I've got to grin and bear it, but I'll keep asking silly questions if I think it's in the best interests of country football and netball.
You don't seem like a grin and bear it kind of guy, Bruce.
I'm old enough to wear the weather.
Stephen Reaper says that the new structure will increase participation in the game, it'll strengthen country football, and it will benefit all affiliates. That makes it sound like you've got nothing to worry about.
Well, we may not have something to worry about, but there's a lot of the mechanics of what's being proposed to be tested yet, and hopefully it doesn't take a decade to test them while we've got a couple of cost structures to mentor.
Yeah.
Netball's another one of mine. Netball Victoria is a separate organisation and runs its own affairs and runs them fairly well, but the liaison between the VCFL and the Netball Victoria, to my mind, hasn't been good enough.
Yep.
And Netball Victoria, particular in small communities that are dying because of population movement,
yep.
Netball is part and parcel of the success of country football, particularly in the smaller communities.
Mm-hmm.
And we must have a better understanding and liaison between netball in Victoria and football in Victoria.
Is there any provision for dealing with that problem in this review?
One of my silly questions that I was told that Netballs Victoria is a separate identity and therefore the boys in football had no power over them. That may be so, but we've got to find a more manageable role for the liaison of the two organisations.
Thank you very much for making those points so clearly for us, Bruce.
Okay.
That is Bruce Chewin, who's the president of the Pacola District Football Netball League.